This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Well, we are back, but I think I lost Kimberly. This is Tammy. I am filling in momentarily for Joe Messina and guest host Kimberly Marin, who I am trying to get back on the air and cannot hear right now. So you're stuck with me for the moment. Thanks for tuning in. We are on Facebook Live, the chat room on the website at therealside.com, and hopefully we will have Kimberly back on in a moment. So, in the meantime, you have me tap dancing for Kimberly and Joe. Kimberly was on. She's out of New Hampshire. Her website is granitegrok.com. You should definitely check her out. Follow. Conservatives need the follow, guys. Definitely need the follow. Because we're getting squelched everywhere. So help her out. Help us out. And in the meantime, I will continue the tap dance. So, hold on a moment. I need you to put on another show. We dropped the main person. Sorry about that.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Thank you. Go ahead, Kimberly. Take it away.
I'm back. Technology. Damn you. For some reason, it kept booting me, so I apologize for that.
That's all right.
Tammy, I think Erin has called in on the other line.
Okay.
Is she there?
No, not yet. But when I see her, I will definitely let you know.
Okay, she said she called in, so let me find. I got to find the number now.
No,
can you give me the number? Oh.
You go ahead and start in with the first segment, okay? Because we're live.
Okay. Actually, she was going to be the first segment, so we're live now.
We are live.
I'm live. Is it live or what was that commercial? Is it live or is it?
Memorex.
I can't remember now.
Memorex. But it's not
okay,
Memorex.
I'm baby.
We are live.
We are live. So I'm trying to get someone on the phone who I can still talk about, even though she's not on the phone or she called the wrong number. Erin Cruz is someone who is actually running for U.S. Senate in California. She's running up against Senator Feinstein. I don't know if there's any, if she has any anyone else in the primary or not, but she is running in the for the U.S. Senate, and she's actually a conservative Republican. Which I know you're out there in California, but not many of you end up running for office or U.S. Senate because most people probably figure it's not a winning cause. But I think considering Feinstein's been so awful that it would be a great idea. But Erin also wrote a book called Revolution America. And it's actually, I read the book, I actually reviewed it for her because it's an excellent book. I think I described it as being yoga for conservative activism.
Well,
because she really goes into detail of how to approach people and talk about conservatism and talk about your ideology.
Kimberly,
yes?
I have Erin on the line right now. So she's
hi, Erin.
Hi there. I hear you're gossiping about talking and conservatism and communication.
I was just talking about your book, your awesome book, Revolution America.
Thank you.
And so I was talking about how you basically teach people how to change hearts and minds, basically, and give them ways to do so. So why don't you tell me about your book? I'm so excited to have you on the air.
Oh, well, thank you, Kimberly, for having me on the right side. I the book, it just came out from deep within in me. It has elements from my business background, of course, political activism, and I wanted to be able to equip conservative women in particular, to advance the cause of conservatism within their homes and the community and within the nation. And, you know, basically what I do is I try to help women take a look at how they're reacting, how they're acting in their life, and take a look at the world around them and take a look at, take a look at the world around them and their life and look in the mirror and
stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Truth. And we're back. You're listening to The Real Side with Jill Messina. I am not Jill Messina, but I am a guest host filling in for him tonight, Kimberly Marin. And I want to get right back into talking with Aaron Cruz. Aaron, let people know where they can find your excellent book. And then I want to go right into, because I know we have limited time with you, go right into your candidacy. Right. So let people know where they can find your awesome book.
Okay. You can find Revolution America online. Go to aaroncruz.com. That's E-R-I-N-C-R-U-Z.com. There are links there. You can get it through Barnes & Noble, or you can get it through Amazon. Get it soon. Get it now. Learn. Pass it around. It's definitely a quick read because I keep busy women in mind. You know, we need to get the information, process it, and put it to action. And this is a perfect time. We're in the midterms. We're heading into November soon. You know, this will help us better communicate and get out the message. We are the revolution, America. We just have to take action. So
excellent. Now, and you're taking action by running for office.
Absolutely.
So tell, why don't you tell people who you're running against and why you decided to run?
So I'm running against Dianne Feinstein. Donald Trump's coined her Sneaky Feinstein. And I'm also running against De Leon. He's the author of SB 54, the sanctuary state law, the one that helps people harbor illegal aliens in California. And you know what? These people need to be stopped. And you know what? I'm just the person to help make that happen. So I really need people to get involved. They can go to my website. They can go to voteerincruz.com. That's VOTEERINCRUZ.com. And if you can spare $5, if you can contribute to the campaign, we are grassroots. We don't take big money. We don't take union money. We are only taking contributions from individuals. If you could sign up also for our email blast, get involved in your community if you live in California. If you don't live in California, you can also make phone calls for us. Everybody can participate. We also have Twitter teams. We have Facebook volunteering. There are limitless ways people can get involved in this election and make California golden again. We have to unite.
And now, what made you decide to run now, and especially against Feinstein?
Well, my book. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to, is practicing what you preach. And when my girlfriend asked me, who are you going to vote for? There are Republicans running, but none of which I could vote for because I knew they wouldn't win. Some of them even watered down the vote. And Kamala Harris got in 2016 because some of them watered down the vote. We can't have that. We need strong candidates, candidates that will take action, that will listen to the populace, that go and do the hard work. And so that's why I stepped up. You know, it's an honor to be able to run. It's an honor, you know, meeting all of these wonderful people who are working so hard in the community. I mean, I'm just a regular girl. You know, I'm a woman and I care about this country. And it's an honor to stand by my countrymen and say, you know what, we're going to stand up and we're going to fight. And I'm going to tell you, it's been probably one of the most important decisions I've ever made in my life.
Yeah, that's your schedule must be crazy insane. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I know. We've been in six cities in like 36 hours, so it's been pretty great.
Yeah, you know, California's
people,
a big state.
People are fired up. Yeah, people are fired up and they're excited. And they saw the momentum of Donald Trump, you know, and winning in 2016. And they see that the impossible is possible. They don't believe the polls. They aren't listening to the media, the fake news. They're saying, you know what, we're going to take action. And it scares the heck out of the Democrats. And the Democrats should be scared because we're taking our country back. We're not going to take it anymore. We're not the silent majority. We're the active.
And what do you, especially in California, because there are a lot of conservatives in California, although you wouldn't know it based on the state legislature. What are you hearing from different parts of, you know, the different people that you're meeting now?
I'm hearing that they're fed up, and I actually have a large base of individuals who now are coming my direction. They're conservative-leaning Democrats. They're not progressives. And they're saying, you know what, this progressive party, that's not me. Our party's been hijacked. They pretty much are saying we're tired of the corruption. And I tell them, you know what I tell them? I say, if we can agree on 80%, we're good. We may not agree on pro-life, you're pro-choice. But, you know, some social programs, we're probably not going to agree. But we have to get along, and we have to work on, you know, getting rid of the corruption and getting the people out of office who are, you know, spreading the wealth, pushing progressive communist ideologies, and get back to work for middle class and serving the American people. And they're down with that. They're really super supportive of that. I just talked to two Democrats yesterday, just in the street in happenstance. They asked me, oh, where are you going? What are you doing? And I told them. And I explained to them, and they said, you have my vote. You have my vote.
Wow.
You need common sense back in politics.
Right. Yeah, because too many people have just ignored the actual will of the people for so long.
Right.
Especially
right.
Feinstein.
She has
one of the worst.
She is.
Now, it's
25 years.
I was just going to ask, hasn't she been, she's totally a career politician. And,
yes.
And, you know, when's the last time, does she even hold town halls?
I don't know that she does, and if she does, I'm sure she's speaking to the choir.
Right.
You know, I've not seen her at the town hall. I haven't. I've written her. I've gotten maybe a form letter back. That's about it. You know,
yeah.
She's not representing the people, and this is the thing that I've talked to Democrats about. I said, you know, 25 years she's served California, and she hasn't represented me. And I'm willing
right.
to represent you as a Democrat. Of course, there are certain things I can't waver on and I won't waver on. But
right.
if you have smart ideas, if you have smart business practice ideas, if you have smart ideas of how to get things back on track, or if you want to see certain things done and they make sense, my ears are open. My office
right.
door is open. Absolutely. Politicians are the way of the past. We need patriots, not politicians in office. People who are servants, who are going to work for the people, because they are the people.
Right.
Not elitist.
Not someone who's just going
right.
to be a party robot like most of the Democrats
right.
are.
Right. Or
no,
serve agendas
that's awesome.
That aren't serving the people. Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Exactly. So now,
yes.
So I'm assuming Republicans must be excited. One, why don't you tell people what they need to do to find you again, and also what they can do to take action and
right.
support you. And
okay. Well, what people can do to find more information on me, they can go to voteerincruz.com. That's voteerincruz.com. They can find that information out. They can find links. There's a link on there for downloadable materials to hand out in your
that's
town.
Right,
there
maybe.
Are yards signed in.
Sorry. Oh, that's it. Sorry.
We're going into the
okay.
next segment. Don't miss the next half hour.
Can you come in?
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. GoldSilverStocks.com. Go now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
And we're back. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am filling in for Joe tonight. This is a girls' night right now. I'm Kimberly Marin, and I am talking with the fabulous Erin Cruz, who is running for U.S. Senate in California. Erin, you had a little bit of extra time, so that's why you weren't gone altogether.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us, we were talking on the break about the Second Amendment. Why don't you tell us how you feel about the Second Amendment?
Well, what I've seen is California just chisel away at individuals' rights. In as far as the Second Amendment goes, you know, specifically, Dianne Feinstein has been one of the largest proponents of gun control, you know, in U.S. history, at least in recent U.S. history. And where I stand, I back the Second Amendment in its raw form. You know, the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, you know, all of these things, they secure our inalienable rights as given by God. You know, no government has given us the right to be able to bear arms, okay? We should be able to do so to protect our family, to protect the country. And as a matter of fact, the Second Amendment is not, and I'll tell you where I stand on this, it's not for hunting, okay? It's to protect us
right.
from an overreaching government. And, you know, right now, Californians are being completely oppressed and put at risk by the government here in California, SB 54, and the California State Legislature is completely ignoring the U.S. Constitution and putting the people at risk. You know, I think that here in California, harboring illegals, it's criminal, and it has to stop. And so where I come from, I believe that people should be able to have guns, to own guns, and of course, be responsible. And we have to restore those rights. We have to.
And you would be a vote for reciprocity across the country, unlike Feinstein.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I would. People have to respect the state laws, but I would be in support of that. As a matter of fact, I sent in my NRA endorsement forms for U.S. Senate. I'm hoping that they take a look at them and that they endorse my candidacy. I would be a strong proponent for all of the initiatives they're working towards to restore
gun owner rights. And it's important, especially with states like California who are putting citizens and families at risk.
Yeah, no, exactly. Just because you cross over the border doesn't mean your fundamental human right to self-defense changes.
Right.
Right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, if you're in Nevada or if you're in Oregon, you know, and you're wanting to come to California, you know,
yeah.
I think that it should be such that you should be able to protect yourself. You know, you're a total gun rights advocate. If anybody on the call right now is one, it's you.
Right. Well, and you know what? And I support candidates, and I want to see candidates
yep.
who actually will uphold their oath of office, which is something Feinstein
right.
has never done.
No, she
you know?
Has not done it, and it's amazing to me she's allowed to sit in that chair.
And, you know, and I was talking about this earlier. It's not all Democrats are against the Second Amendment. There are many Democrats
no.
who are also for Second Amendment rights.
Right. Right. There are many Democrats who support the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. There are many of them.
Right.
Again, like I said, some of them just don't, maybe they not agree on some social issues or be pro-choice or whatever it might be. But many Democrats own guns and believe in the Second Amendment. So that's not a Democrat-Republican
right.
issue. In Congress, it seems to be. In the Senate, it seems
right.
to be. But in the real world, that's not the case. So I'm hoping
right.
that, you know, Californians, common sense Californians, people who care about small businesses, military or veterans, Second Amendment rights, First Amendment rights, freedom, they believe in the Constitution as the founders wrote it. They'll support my candidacy for the United States Senate. They'll see the vision, and they'll step on board and take action and get involved and volunteer and sign up on our website, voteaaroncruz.com. This is our time. This is our moment. I'm a unifier. I want to bring people together. We need to get things done, and we need to get things back on track here in California and across the nation, and I want to support our president. He's working hard. He's really trying hard on a lot of initiatives, and he needs people in the United States Senate to help him get his appointments through as well, to help him do his job. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to June 5th. Please, if you're in California, make sure you get out that vote, get involved, and vote in the primary. The primary, I'm going to say it again, is June 5th.
June 5th, that's coming up.
Yes, June 5th.
That's coming up
just
quick.
A couple weeks away.
Wow. This is really exciting. This is, you know, it's hard to find good candidates ever, but it looks like California actually has that possibility.
Well, they do. Californians have the opportunity to put somebody forth who will listen and will take action. And I'm not the only one. There are many, many candidates in California. Mark Mosier is one of them. He's running for Secretary of State. He'll be able to help clean up the voter rolls here in the state. We have Judge Bailey who's running. We have a couple of other people who are running for governor. You know, there are good candidates here, but people need to get involved. They need to donate. They need to support.
Oh, you're coming out.
Many
you're in and out a little bit.
Oops.
Did you say this?
People need to get involved because we're grassroots
yeah.
candidates, many of us. You know, we're not taking big
yep.
money. So.
Right, no, that's extremely important. People don't realize how important even just making phone calls or going door to door if they don't have money.
Yes.
All of that helps all of you guys.
Time, talent, and treasure. You know, if you don't have the ability to, you know, donate $5 or $10, if you have the time, you know, if you have the talent, we have so many people who are volunteering. I have volunteers in Florida, New Hampshire, Colorado. Obviously, in California, we have many, many, many in California. But people see that if California goes, so goes the nation. We're the fifth largest economy in the world. It's just being mismanaged. And
right.
we do have a loud voice and a lot of conservatives here. And the people are charged up and excited. But, yes, definitely, if you can't afford to contribute with finance, please get involved with your time and your talent.
And
so much.
People... There's so many people who are fleeing California. I mean, it has the fifth biggest economy, but the highest poverty rate. That doesn't even make sense. They have to get good candidates. They have to get good candidates to change that.
It doesn't make sense, but you know what I find interesting? My daughter just moved to Iowa, and they are the number one highest quality of life there. They have number one infrastructure in the United States. They have very low tax base. But you know what? They actually live under the same federal government that California does, and so there's something wrong there. So what that tells me is that California is mismanaging, and it's probably fraud, probably illegals. We have a large base of persons here who we have that are on some form of aid. And we have to take a look at these issues. I would like on the federal level to start cracking down and making sure that the states like California aren't abusing taxpayer dollars. It just has to stop. It's not fair to the rest of the states. Californians abuse the federal money that, you know, they receive. So we just have to get smart. And when Feinstein, for example, when Trump came out with his tax plan, rather than Feinstein lauding his plan or saying, hey, you know, this may make sense, let's see how it performs, she totally slandered the president and called him out, saying this was bad news for Californians because of Californians' tax structure. You know what she should have said? She should have said, hey, California, if Trump's tax plan works out, California legislators, you need to model your tax plan for California in a way that it complements the federal tax plan.
Right.
So, and start serving your community. So, you know, in the United States Senate, it'll also be able to be a voice. We just have to get me there, everybody. So.
So tell us again, we have about a minute left. Tell everyone again where they can find your book and where they can find you so that they can help support you and maybe volunteer and help you.
Thank you. You can find my book at erincruz.com. That's ErinCruz.com. You can find my campaign information at voterincruz.com. That's voterincruz.com.
I have a feeling that it might be already.
Yes.
Are we already out?
We're going out right now.
Okay, good.
We'll see you on the other side.
Thank you, Erin.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby,
and we're back. Welcome to the Real Side with Jill Messina. I am your guest host, Kimberly Marin. And I am filling in for Joe tonight. We're counting down the last part of the show. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check out therealside.com, where you can find all kinds of information and stories and articles and previous shows. And, you know, there's a couple other stories. I want to talk about some trending topics that were on Twitter today. Or in general. And one of them, as ridiculous as this is that numbnuts, Keith Ellison, I'm trying to find pick a nice word that won't get me in trouble, because I want to prove to Jill that I won't get in trouble running the show for 3 hours, talking on it for 3 hours. Keith Ellison thinks it's a very good idea for government to regulate CEO pay. Now, what kind of person believes that that's a good idea? Well, of course, a far left-wing progressive like Keith Ellison. You know, it's clear Keith has probably never worked with a CEO, or, you know, other than the ones who give him big money. It's pretty clear he hasn't actually lived in the day working with a CEO or knows all the things that a CEO has to do. He just figures, they're making this much money, we need to regulate it, because the people at the bottom aren't making nearly as much, and it's just not fair. Nothing's fair. So, you know, he wants to make it fair.
what Ellison doesn't seem to get is CEOs, especially of big companies, are responsible for billions of dollars and sometimes hundreds of thousands of employees. And if anything goes wrong, it doesn't matter where it happens, they're responsible. They're the ones that are getting looked at. Why did this happen? It is, I have personally worked with CEOs and CFOs and no thanks. Those people do not get vacations. They are 24/7 available. It doesn't matter. These are some really hardworking people. These people aren't slacking and not doing anything, you know, not the picture of the guy with his feet up on the desk. These people are making huge, important decisions that affect the lives of everyone who works for them, and they affect all their consumers, et cetera. So I'm pretty sure Ellison needs to get a grip and actually get a real job and work with a CEO and see exactly what they're doing. He said that the pay discrepancies were, quote, bad and extreme, because the CEOs are being paid almost 5,000 times more than the average worker. Well, they're also responsible for 5,000 times more things, people, money, et cetera, than the average worker. Average workers work 9 to 5, 8 to 4, whatever, go home and they can have a life. The CEOs, not the case. You get paid higher wages the more responsibility you take on. Whether you're the CEO or a manager or a frontline manager, et cetera, you get paid based on your responsibilities and what your job is. So I think Keith Ellison needs to take some classes on Business 101 and how to keep the government out of private pay decisions for employers, because that all that does is make things worse. Another story in the news today, this is a good one, an actual good story in the news, is a veterans policy bill was passed, and it was passed overwhelmingly in a bipartisan fashion in the House today. It is a veterans legislative package that's supposed to overhaul outside medical care options for the Department of Veterans Affairs patients, expand stipends for caregivers, and launch a review of the bureaucracy's national footprint, according to the Military Times. This is one of those programs that also has the new funding for the department's choice program, which allowed veterans who didn't live near a VA hospital or medical center to seek choice in their health care, to get it elsewhere because it was too far for them to get the health care that they needed. So that was also in this legislation. This will have to go to the Senate now, of course, but this is actually something good that came out of Congress for a change. That's not often that that happens. Excuse me while I have to sip my honey with tea. I mean my tea with honey. Sorry, obviously you can tell I'm losing my voice. So those who say I talk too much, that's not true, because if I did, I would lose my voice all the time. So we'll see what happens with this legislation, but it should be a no-brainer to move this forward and get this on President Trump's desk. The VA has had lots of issues over the years. They're still having issues. They're being worked on. Obama had said he was going to fix them. He did nothing. He didn't fire people. So hopefully this legislation will help continue reforming healthcare for our veterans, because they put their lives on the line for us and for this country. What they get back is a lot less than what they are willing to give up when they go to war for us or protect this country. So this is actually a piece of legislation that will hopefully get out there and get out there soon. You know, something else I noticed that is trending on Twitter right now. I'm checking out Twitter to see what's going on. And it looks like MS-13 is one of the things trending on Twitter. And as you know, MS-13 is the horrifying gang that comes from, it's off the top of my head right now. I can't think. They come from different countries. And they're in the news again for murdering, girls and murdering people because it's just not stopping. And it's, so people are reporting on, other news that's going on because apparently, somebody called, Donald Trump said something about them being animals and not people. That people in the country trying to get in, people trying to get in this country were, some of them were animals, not people. And he's right. MS-13 members are not people. They are animals who mostly harm people within their own community. Tammy just told me, reminded me, it's Salvadorans, Hondurans, Guatemalans. And so the regular Guatemalans that come here and who live in the community, they're being murdered and abused by these gang members. These are some of the people that are coming in here, many of which got to come in here through Obama's child program, where they could come in, you know, we can't let the children not come across the border illegally. We're going to help them out. And some of them were MS-13 members. So this is really an issue. You know, check it out on Twitter and see what's going on. I'm Kimberly Morin. Thanks so much, Joe, for letting me guest host tonight. It was fun taking over with Tammy. You can find me at New Hampshire Political Buzz, graniterock.com, and you can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND. IND stands for Independent, not Indiana, although Indiana's a great place. And I wanted to give a shout-out to KQTY in Texas because y'all have a bulldog on your logo, and I love bulldogs. I happen to have a bulldog. So I wanted to give you guys a shout-out when I was checking out all of the logos of all the stations that we're at across the country. So I want to thank everyone, and I really appreciate, again, having this chance to do this tonight. It's been a lot of fun. Don't forget, Joe will be back tomorrow and every day. Check out the website, site, and stations for time. And, you know, have a great day and have a great rest of the night. And you can find, obviously, Joe at The Real Side with Joe Messina, TheRealSide.com, on Facebook, website, YouTube, and Twitter. Definitely check it out.
All right, Kimberly, we're in that last 30 to 45 seconds, so I just want to thank you for coming on with us and sharing all the good stuff with us. Sorry about the little snafu at the top of the third hour. That was technology at its finest. But, you know, we do what we can, and you did great. So we really appreciate you coming on. And, folks, listen, if you don't already follow Kimberly, you really need to. Twitter, Conservative IND, and Facebook? Or do you do Facebook or no?
No, not for that. Oh, New Hampshire Political Buzz, I do, yeah.
Yeah, Facebook's not very friendly with the conservatives anymore anyway, so. All right, and GraniteGrock.com.
.com, yep.
All right, well,
no,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, this is a lot of fun. It was fun. It was fun taking over.
So, you know, this was his school board night, so that happens twice a month. You might get a call again.
Ooh, another girls' night?
Yes. Yes. So, folks,
that's
don't forget,
what we'll call it.
We had excellent guests. Don't forget to follow Aaron Cruz, right? Especially those California folks. And also check out Keith Hansen's TV show that's starting up. We need to support conservatives. You need to support each other. All right? Kimberly,
yep,
you have a great night. Thanks so much for filling in for Joe. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, everyone.